morning, I'm joined by three guests, and we're going to dive into a conversation that I think is going to be very, very helpful. We know that the state of affairs in the world is ruckus, I guess is a good word to say it. It's messy, 2020. And before that, even, there were many things around the world, and there's a lot of good talent around the world. There's a lot of good people with great qualifications who many times have to immigrate because of situations, different things that are happening in their country and just push them to look for a better place, a better future. And then they arrive into the United States and they find that a lot of barriers are right there in front of them as they want to apply those skills, as they want to really apply that knowledge that they bring from their country into this great new country, that whatever it is that they land in, right? So here in the States and here at Howard Community College, actually, we have a program designed to help those people who come with a set of skills, and you know, we help them overcome those barriers. We help them put those skills at work, and we guide them help them navigate through that process of how do I get a job? How do I apply all my knowledge? And how do I continue to move forward in my life here in the United States? And to talk about all of that, I have Jen. And Jen, I should have asked you how to pronounce your last name. I'm going to say Statler just by reading it in Spanish. That's how I would read it.
That's correct.
Thank you. Jen Statler. And she's the skilled immigrant coordinator here at Howard Community College. We have David, again, my Spanish Femi. I'm hoping that is correct. I didn't check pronunciations. He's a donor, he's a partner, he's a mentor, he's with M&T Bank. And Jose Rodriguez, he's an HCC student. And we're gonna hear this three people talk about their wonderful stories and how this program can help maybe somebody you know, maybe yourself, or maybe you know, just inspire you to, if you're an employer, to offer this opportunity for people. So Jen, let's start with you. If you could just tell me a little bit about yourself and what inspires you to work at HCC with this program. And welcome to everybody.
Thank you so much for having us here. We're very excited. My background is in business. I studied business. I got my MBA. I worked for most of my career in business. And at some point, for large employers, and at some point I realized I needed more, you know, that I wanted to find some way to give back. I always thought teaching might be an option or something that I would be interested in. And I began to connect with the English Language Center at HCC, started by volunteering, teaching some English classes, and then found an opportunity to leverage my business background to help to develop this program. So that's how I ended up here this morning with you.
I love that you said more. And, you know, we didn't have such a packed conversation. I would actually ask you more about that. So maybe I'll bring you back and we can talk a little bit more about that. So let's just, you know, dive into the skilled immigrant program. Help us understand what it really is. I know I kind of gave a little bit of a taste of what it is, right? But I think there's a lot more. And I think if people want to hear what it is, maybe the goal, the mission, the vision of the program, and how did you become involved with it?
Well, for me, within the English Language Center, there are lots of programs to help people improve their skills, maybe English, maybe learning more about a particular trade. But we came to understand that there's a large group of people who have a great deal of training from their home countries, but navigating the American workplace is difficult. There's cultural things, understanding how Americans view the job search program. And so with our partners, with banks such as M&T, we've put together this program that helps to remove the barriers that skilled immigrants face. We typically see four main barriers that come into play. English proficiency is the first. So there are tons of classes that the English Language Center offers to help with English proficiency. The second is credentialing. If you've got a college degree and you want to get those credentials, we don't do that, but we have resources to direct you in the right direction. But then this course that we offer focuses on the last two. The first is social networks. Who do you know? If you're trying to get a job, you're going to reach out to the people that you know in the industry, your neighbors. But if you're a new immigrant, you don't have that base. And so we try to improve the network of professionals that they know. And the final part is work experience. How do we find, someone may have you know, 20 years of experience as a nurse in Nigeria, but when they come to the United States, they're often faced with the question, oh, you don't have any experience. So how can we find ways to employ these folks who bring great talents with them in the United States? So that's what this course that we created, Career Connections for International Professionals, focuses on.
And I'm so glad that you did that, because as an immigrant myself, that was one of the first things. Like, where, how do I find a job? Where do I go? You know, before I had my mom, or like you said, my network of people, or I knew somebody who said, you know, we are hiring. But when we're here, when we first arrive and we're by ourselves, is like, do I just go and knock on doors? Like, is that appropriate? Or am I going to be looked at like I am from another country, right? David, tell us a little bit about your story. I'd like to hear about you now. And, you know, what is it that you enjoy the most about working at M&T?
Thank you. Good morning, Chris. And thanks for the opportunity to join this group this morning. And Happy New Year. Hope everyone is doing well so far. Yeah, Chris, just like yourself, I'm also an immigrant. And that dream and that desire to want to live a better life and create a better life for others, and especially those behind me, or coming behind me, it's something that I admire and look forward to so dearly. What inspires me in life as a banker, number one, is helping people achieve their financial goals. Now, well, if I take off my banking hat, what inspires me is helping uplifting people, particularly, you know, people that are part of the immigrant community. I think Jen said it well. It's difficult for immigrants when they get here. Navigating the American landscape is difficult. It's very difficult. And it's not a bad thing, right? It's a big country. This country has been around for a very long time. There's so much one can do here. But where does one start? It's often where the biggest obstacle is. Where do I start? How do I start? Who do I talk to? You know, I've been in the past years that I've been here, not just at M&T Bank, but just working in America, that desire to be that help, be that beacon of hope, be that beacon of light to people that ask all of those questions. Where do I go? How do I start? Who do I talk to? It's inspiring because someone did it for me when I came here just about 20 years ago. So I feel like I deep down inside of me, I have to do it to give people that same, give people hope. Working for M&T has been great. One thing that is unique about M&T, when I think about the work that Jen is leading at HCCC, it's all about uplifting our communities. And that's what we do here at M&T. It's making a difference in people's lives, and it's uplifting our communities. It's that simple. And that's exactly what Jen is doing. So it made sense to partner with Jen, so together we can make a huge difference and impact.
Thank you for that. And I totally agree. And, you know, navigating the United States and figuring out how things work, they work very differently here than they do in many of our countries. And where do we go? Where do we turn? And just having somebody that can guide us and help us and say, do this over here, don't do that right there, because that it doesn't work that way over here, right? That's how we get in trouble many times, because we just don't know that the way things used to work in our countries is not the way that things work over here. So yeah, I like to look back also and be like, okay, I already navigated through that right there. So let me see who I can, you know, kind of guide a little bit. I think that that's the spirit of the immigrant. And that's one of my favorite things as well that I share with everybody who has immigrated to this country. Let's move on to Jose. Jose, and right before we came live, you know, you told me that you're still a baby in this country, that you've only been here, well, I guess a toddler, really, for about 2 years. That's the messy years, right? That's the terrible twos, as they call it. But I actually think that once we get through that first year, that second year actually feels a little bit better, and things kind of like start settling in and putting things in place. And I'd love to hear about you, get to know a little bit about your story and see if maybe that's where you are right now. Maybe you feel like instead of being those terrible twos, like they call them for the toddlers, is actually a good two because things are settling in and maybe you're finding your way.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Thanks, first of all, for the invitation to share with you and these great people. Yeah, definitely. I come from Venezuela, Chris. As I told you some time before, I have been here in the U.S. For 2 years, recently in January. So I'm a young people here in the U.S. really. But as industrial engineer in Venezuela with an MBA too, I had the opportunity to study a lot in Venezuela. My experience has developed in the wholesale and retail business in Venezuela with a Dutch company, very known Dutch company in Europe, with many stores in Venezuela. For more than 20 years, really, was a long story with them. After some local businesses in Venezuela, but finally, 2 years ago, we decided as family to come to US looking for new opportunities, as David said. This is an amazing country, the American dream. That's really. But as an immigrant, we know it's not so easy. It's a big country with many opportunities, but many people too looking for. So it's a journey, an amazing journey. 7 months ago, I began to work in a basic world, but I had to begin. It's a reality, you have to begin in somewhere doing something. I have great experience, but now I am in conversation through the contacts of the Howard Community College, and I stand for that, with another chain. The work I'm doing now is a very known store department chain, but I'm in conversation with a very known too, gas station and convenience stores change here. And I hope I will receive good news very soon. I'm happy, very happy for that. But this is my story. Very, very interesting as an immigrant, share with your community here, because it's an amazing experience and we have to talk a lot and we have many advices, really.
And, you know, you usually when we think of immigrant, I think we're kind of like breaking that myth right now with this conversation, because when we think of immigrants, we think immediately of people of low resources, low education, young. Usually we think that people who immigrate to the United States are young, very young, just young people. And we're seeing here, you know, Jose has been here for 2 years. He had a career. He had his life pretty much done, right, professionally. I mean, 20 years of a profession it's a full career back in Venezuela. And like I said at the beginning, there's certain situations and there's you know, many times political, economical, I mean, there's just, or you know, natural sometimes, that just things that happen that you can't control. And you have to move and you have to make that push. And I remember when I made that decision, and I was in my 20s. And it was a big jump. I was in college at the time. You know, I had my friends, my family. But I didn't have serious ties per se. I was looking for my path in life, right? I had a lot of tears, right? I had to shed a lot of tears. I had a lot of fear. I had a lot of I mean, I'm tying up right here on my shoulders, just trying to remember, because there was this feeling of amazement and there was this feeling of hope, right, in making that move. But at the same time, there was all of this leaving behind everything that I knew and everyone that I knew and getting on that plane by myself and coming to a country where I had never been before. It's my breath is like, okay, breathe. It's happened. It's in the past, done. You're okay now, right? So I can only imagine how much harder and how much more of a difficult decision that must have been for you, Jose, where you, it's not just a decision that affected you, it's a decision that affected your family, your immediate family. And then, you know, all of these things that you worked so hard in your country to build, to come over here and start anew from zero. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you and what made you make that decision, because it's not an easy one.
In my personal case, maybe many people knows the difficult situation in Venezuela, where really is a political environment very, very dangerous, very, very unclear. And you have to some moment to decide. As you comment, I had a total career in Venezuela. I had good jobs, really good jobs. I was like a little bubble in the country, really. I was in the 5% of people that had food, had electricity, had a car, had a house. So I had to think. I had to analyze, to put food in the ground, and what is the future here in this country for my kids, for my family, for my personal health. You are talking about your own health. And we decide to look an opportunity. We know the opportunity of US. It's a big country with big opportunities, great people. It's an immigrant country. Here you are part of a society, you are welcome. So we decide to share that journey as family, and we're going good, thanks God, we're going good. And this was the main reason. You have to decide some moment of your life, you have to decide what is the best to you and your family. In those cases, I can say I sacrifice my career and my position. Yeah, could be, but what I have to win? This, a normal life, a life in family with health, with security, with opportunity, because this is the amazing moment. In fact, all of us lived in the last famous 2020, the COVID year, and we're alive, we survived. In this country, you can read and see many people didn't do well. So, we decide for this reason, and we're happy to have done, because we're here alive and happy.
I'm grateful for you to share your story. Thank you. Thank you for that. How did you connect with the HEC's Skilled Immigrant Program?
Well, when I came 2 years ago to US, I needed to improve my English. It's not my natural language, as you can see. So I needed to improve. I have studied in Venezuela, but it's different studying an institute, share with people, and the other thing is live here. As you comment, I thought I knew something about English until I arrived to the airport. I realized I don't know nothing about English. So I began to study. In the second or third level, my teacher, she was Laura Interlandi, he was teaching my normal English course, but coming at the end of the course, a new course, new program, banking and finance training. She explained us to all the students that it would be a plan, a program to involve you in the banking business, with possibilities at the end of the course to make interviews with the bank people, and could be possible a chance of a job. Wow, amazing. You are studying English, practicing English, with a possibility to get a job in a new business, because banking is not my natural area, but as an engineer or as a professional, you can do, because it's customer service, it's finance, maybe you can manage. It's a new path, maybe. And the click was free. Imagine, only a little fee for that. Wow, music for my ears. So I got it, and it was amazing, an amazing really program. After that, I talked with Ann Barton from the HCC2, discussed my case and my knowledge and my plans. And she suggested me another two courses that I understand is the college redesigned this banking and finance program and changed to two additional courses. I took both according to the suggestion of Ann Barton. And the first one was with Judy Davidson. The second one with my friend Jane. She is now as my mom. My second mom here. And it was amazing because I had the opportunity to share both phases. The first course, I don't remember, maybe six weeks or no, 2.5 months, almost 3 months, I think. And after see the change that the college did to improve that course, and they really did it. So I had the opportunity to enjoy the both type of programs, and the second one is very good, it's excellent. So that was more or less the path why I am studying with Jen and taking this great opportunity.
If I can interrupt, why Jose is calling me his mother is that I am a mother, and my sons can tell you I'm very good at nagging. Did you put that application in? Let me see your resume. When is that interview? Let's talk about this. In fact, our last class was over in November, but I just met with the group last night just to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's a very hands-on class.
I love that you said that you were nagging and you were, you know, but that's what we need. That's what we need, because we need that person who cares, right? And it's pushing us and it's really just telling us, make sure you do this and you do that, because as overwhelming as it is, we're dealing with all of these other things at the same time. It's important to have that motherly figure that's nagging and just, you know, double and triple checking the things on the to-do list with us. Jen, let's talk a little bit more about the programs. Let's talk a little bit more about the different options. You know, Jose is saying, I was taking English classes and then this opportunity came up, right? Maybe somebody's listening and watching right now and they're like, wait, what are more of these programs? I want to find out more about that. What am I missing here?
They should find out more about it. So as I said, the English Language Center offers just tons of classes around English, from basic to very advanced, but also career-oriented ones, right? How to become a vision tech, how to learn more about bookkeeping, that type of thing. This class that we're talking about here is specifically about getting a job. Our objective, we have it written out, employment is the outcome that we're looking for. It works in two parts. The first part is what we call Advanced American Job Search. And it's the introduction where we say, hey, do you know your career path? Do you know what you want to do? To high level interview and resumes, just getting a taste of it. And once we're sure that the student knows where they're going and what they want to do, we invite them to join the Career Connections class that Jose just finished. In this class, we add a ton of resources. We make a ton of resources available for the students. They have a career counselor from HCC that they meet with every week. They have an hour in HCC's pronunciation lab to help them practice their elevator pitch and practice answering questions for mock interviews. We bring in guest speakers from a variety of industries. We've had recruiters come in to tell what they're looking for when they interview someone. We've had technology professionals come in to help, because we tend to have a lot of IT folks in our class. And so what is the environment like to help them better understand what the American work culture is like? We also like to have a fair number of what we inspiring stories from other immigrants. That when you're in the beginning, as you described, the terrible twos, not something that I can empathize with or understand. So it's important to have people who have been through this, who can share their stories and let them have the message that it gets better and that these are some things that work for me. These are some challenges I faced. And then to also let them connect. I mentioned earlier the lack of a social network that many immigrants have when they come to the United States. Here are opportunities for them to connect on LinkedIn or even socially to ask some advice so that they can build their network here, their professional network here in the United States. The final piece that we put in this class that we're talking about is the mentor piece. And that's where David and M&T Bank have been absolutely fabulous. We wanted to have an opportunity for our students to connect with people in their field or maybe in an adjacent field so that they could really ask the questions that you're afraid to ask. Will this, you know, what does my resume look like? Do you think I'm qualified for the jobs that I'm applying for? What advice would you give me? And so we pair each of our students with a mentor. Sometimes we can find more than one that they can make that connection, learn, and hopefully develop a professional relationship that will take them into their career. So it's a really great course. I've had a lot of folks that were born and raised here in the United States wanting to sign up for it because it does bring a lot of great resources, but it's to the thanks of our sponsors such as M&T and all of the other partners that we share here at HCC. A lot of other teams have made this class possible and we thank them greatly.
Thanks for bringing that up. And, you know, just a quick little personal piece of information there. Like the way that I learned to write a resume back in Ecuador was you had to put every and any, almost like what kind of toothpaste were you using, you know, to brush your teeth. So it was pages and pages and pages. And I remember the first time I sat down with somebody to get my resume reviewed, they were like, why did you bring me a book? All I want is one page that summarizes your most important things and accomplishments, you know, career-wise. So even little things like that are important, but having mentors, having employers, having businesses that care, I don't think we could do what we're doing. You know, maybe we could have the classes, maybe we could teach them the language, maybe we could, you know, the lingo and all of the verbiage and all of that, that it's important because there's technical words that I many times come across and I don't even know how to read them, right? And I've been in this country for about 20 years. So if you're trying to go into a career and you learn certain words in Spanish or in another language, when you come to the States and you're trying to put those words in English, sometimes you just change the ending and it works. There's other times where you can change the ending and everybody's still looking at you like you just made a word up. And I do that quite a bit. So David, tell us a little bit about, you know, that side of this program. Tell us a little bit about the importance of having businesses involved in it and what benefit, you know, these skilled immigrants bring to those businesses.
Before I answer your question, something you said that that I found very funny about your resume, right? So it's same thing. I was born and raised in Nigeria, and anytime you see people going to look for work, their resumes are like 15 pages. So I thought that's how you know you have to go with all of your information, even the hospital you were born and the time and date you were born as part of your resume. So true story, after I got my MBA, when I went for my first job interview, I had everything in my resume, everything, even stuff that I did not even do in Nigeria, I had in my resume, right? So my resume was a lot of pages long. So I didn't know I was making a mistake of having 5, 6, 7 pages of resume, and no one ever gave me that feedback. Do you know, after 4 or 5 job interviews and I never heard back, I think I found out that folks were not really reading the resume because it was too long. And when I took the time to do a 1-page resume, I got double interviews for that. So that's funny, right? But no, to answer your question, some of the benefits, immigrants are essential, right? So when I think of how we corporate America and businesses can truly benefit from connecting with our skilled immigrants and our immigrants community, besides the fact that immigrants are essential, when you look at the U.S. economy, if you go back and study the history of the U.S. economy, immigrants drive the U.S. economy. And how do they do that? They bring new skills, right? They bring new skills that helps U.S. businesses and the U.S. economy as a whole. It enables us to understand or have a better understanding of foreign consumers, right? Because as the world becomes a global village, understanding the behaviors and attributes of foreign consumers, I think it's huge. And that's how skilled immigrants can help businesses get there. The other thing I would say, and I think this is very important, one huge benefit is a diverse workforce. The more diverse your workforce is, the more profit you will drive.
I agree with you. There's strength in diversity. There's strength in having different ideas, different backgrounds. You know, a way that I like to explain to people is we talk about being aware of our surroundings, right? And when you grow up in countries like Ecuador, you become very aware of your surroundings. I mean, here in the States, for me, it was so weird at the beginning to be able to just go outside and not have to worry about whether I locked the door or if I closed the window or if I, you know, I could roll the windows down from the car, not worrying that somebody might just at the light get their hand in, through my window and grab whatever they could from my car, right? So that sense of security, that sense of, you know, all of those, I guess there's skills that we learn, right? Because of the reality that we were living in. And I see Jose and David nodding as I say all this, because we identify with those realities. We've been through those realities. And when we go visit, you know, it's still something that we have to deal with. And one, it helps you appreciate so much more the security that you have in this country. It really, really does. But you've heightened those, you know, just by being there and having lived in there, you have those skills already in you, things that you do that maybe just automatically. So that extra, you know, that taking that extra step to make sure, like at the bank, that all of the safes were locked. And I don't know that that works that way, but that just going back and double checking, because you have that from when you grew up, you had to do it. Maybe it's not part of your job description, but that's an extra step that you're doing, that you're taking on your own, because you know how important to make to make sure that things are safe. Before you leave work, make sure that door is locked, to actually move that door to make sure that it's locked, not just assume that it locked when you turn the key. You know, little things like that, that maybe it's hard to understand if you haven't been through them, but that I know that I've seen people who are from other countries do, and I know why they're doing it. I know exactly why they're doing it. David, as a mentor, what's your favorite part of mentoring others? What's and what value do you see, and how do you think that that's helping others and making a difference for the other immigrants who are starting their careers?
Yeah, no, Chris, if I could define my experience as a mentor and connecting with the skilled immigrants in one word, that one word would be delightful. It's been delightful. It's inspiring. So to be candid, there's no other way to attain greater joy than providing advice and guidance to people, you know, like Jose, that had a great job in Venezuela, lived a good life, right? But he didn't make it about himself. He made it about his family, about his children. And he was thinking about a future where his children can have a dream. And have that dream come to pass, that his children can have hope. And then, you know, they find themselves here, and I mean, this country is huge, and it's a great country, amazing country. Well, where do I go? How do I start? So just being that individual that would say, hey, join this social network. In America, it's all about networking. Join the small groups. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask, right? That's how you learn. So just providing advice and guidance and say, hey, when you submit your resume, make sure these are the things you include there. Don't include stuff you did 50 years ago, right? So just advising and providing guidance has been joyful, if I could use that word. Because, Chris, we were once in those shoes years ago, right? And some of us, we figured it out. Some of us, we got helped. And maybe a few are still trying to figure it out. But we owe it to those that are coming now to show them the way and be their hope and be their light. At the end of the day, that's what it means to uplift our immigrant families. That's what it means to uplift our immigrant communities. Simply because immigrants drive this economy. So we have to be there for them.
You know, we're still wearing those shoes because as we develop, as we grow, there's new needs, there's new things that we need to figure out how to navigate, right? Like I'm navigating high school, I'm navigating through middle school. I navigated college for myself, but I haven't had to navigate it with my children yet. So that's going to be a different adventure. And then, you know, health and so many other things that are coming my way in the next few years. But I have already experienced when I look back that I can help others who are in the elementary school level and levels behind that I've already passed. Jen, tell us a little bit about working with immigrants, maybe success stories, maybe the difference that you see, the impact that you've seen that it does, not only on the immigrants themselves, but within our community as well.
Oh my heavens, we don't have that kind of time. Gosh, so to see the development of, and just the increasing confidence as you start to work with a student, you know, where you're not telling them any great secret, just as you said, that you recognize behaviors of other immigrants and you know what they're doing because of something they're bringing from their home country or their former life. There are things that we do as Americans that we don't think twice about, but once you stop and you realize it and then you share that little secret or perspective, it's simple, right? The light comes on. You're like, oh, I didn't realize. You know, something I often see, depending on the culture that the individual came from, very often they're not comfortable boasting or quote, bragging about their accomplishments, much more modest, perhaps, or expecting their achievements to stand for themselves. Here in an interview, you need to promote yourself. You need to be more aggressive about telling, you know, what your experiences are because they are considerable. So once you have that conversation and light comes on, you see that they, the next round of interviews, they're more successful. One of the things that we do in our class is have mock interviews. And we'll do some simply with the instructor or each other, but then we start to bring in professionals from outside and I'm promoting MNT, but they sent a lot of great recruiters into our classroom where the students rotated. They had maybe a 20-minute interview with each individual. And as each interview progressed, they got the hang of it more. They became more fluid in their responses and you can see that confidence. So when we left this most recent class, the fall term, everyone was looking for jobs. And as I said, we had a meeting last night and everybody's working. And actually, Jose has an exciting interview later on this afternoon. So everybody, fingers crossed on that. So, you know, you really see the development and the confidence. What I absolutely love was that these classes, because you're working together so much, have become their own little network. And so we were talking last evening about how if you see a job posting or something that might be helpful that to share that. So they're developing their own social network within the class. So it's pretty fabulous, if I'm being honest.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the requirements for somebody who wants to enroll. Tell us what those look like.
Sure, of course. So ELC has a wide range of career courses, but specific to this one, we have what's called the Advanced American Job Search, and that's the prerequisite. And that is for what we would call an English speaker at the level 4 or 5. So that you need to have a fair level of fluency to begin the process. So that's the first gate, if you will. But it is sponsored by our bank partners. So the actual cost to the student is only $20. Once they've completed that, and if they choose to pursue the following class, the one that we keep talking about here, that there is an application and an interview. The interview is not to keep people out, it's to get a better idea of where they are in their job search, what it is that we, what service and what class could we offer that would be most helpful to them. But assuming they end up in our class, there is a $50 fee. The total between the two courses is 10 weeks, so 4 weeks for the first portion, 6 weeks for the second. And from that, everything is taken care of, you know, that they are in the class for the 10 weeks. And we are looking in the career connections for folks that have skills that they've brought from their home country. So maybe it's a college education, maybe it's extensive experience in their field. They're not starting from scratch. They have, I mean, Jose is such an example of that. I mean, if he were born and raised here in the United States, I mean, he'd be running Costco right now. So his background is extensive. And those are the folks we want to look for, folks who are underemployed, you know, folks who maybe they were an engineer in their old life and, you know, they find themselves doing something like driving an Uber because they're trying to keep a roof over their head. And we want to be able to tap into that incredible knowledge and skills that they're bringing, and that we can then put it to use in our community so that businesses can benefit from their knowledge and experience.
I do have to ask the question, because we're talking about immigrants, and immigration status can sometimes be the barrier that gets in the way. What kind of status do students have to apply?
Well, a great question. As the objective of the course, employment is the outcome. The students need to be available and legal to work in the United States to take the class.
Perfect. So if you're listening to this interview and you fall into any of the categories that you've heard, and you have a work permit, any type of work permit, you have something that allows you to work legally in this country, this might be the path for you to really take your career and move forward. We have about 14 minutes left here, and I want to hear from all three of you. Jose, I want to hear from you. I want you to inspire others to really come and do this. I want you to talk to that person who's listening and watching right now, maybe has a similar story where they have a lot of experience behind them from their home country. Maybe they have all of their degrees. They've had to come to the United States. They're sitting at home and not sure what to do. I want you to talk to that person and maybe invite them to visit Howard Community College and the Immigrant Skill Program.
It's a good mission, Chris. Easy mission. Yeah, it's really easy, because as we have talked, as immigrant, you came to this country with a lot of hopes, dreams, also necessities, obviously, and you want. I know all immigrants came to this country to develop, to continue and improve in their life, and doing trying to be part of the society. Yeah. So maybe you have a lot of skills, a lot of ganas in Spanish. You want to do it, but how? Because I had more than 25 years of experience in my country. It's relatively easy for me to look for a job in my country, because I know people, I know companies. When a company read my resume, understand all I am writing there, know the companies, the name of my university where I studied. So it's easy. Here, I arrived with more than 25 years of experience, but I don't know nobody, and the worst, nobody knows me. So I am real nobody here. So I want to do many things in a place where nobody knows me. I need help. So I need to somebody take my hand and show me the different ways how to do the things. Imagine, I haven't looked for a job for more than maybe 30 years. So do a resume for me was a challenge. My resume was initially 4 pages. Trying to fit in one was almost impossible, but I did it. I did it because many people helped me, yeah? And you need that. You need the tips, the tricks. You have to be updated in how to look for a job in this country, because it's an amazing country, but too big. And the challenge and the amount of person, very good person, professional persons looking for a job is amazing. So this is this program. This is the amazing benefit you can get with that. We know you have the skills. We know you have the ganas, again in Spanish, you want to do it, to do good things. but you need to know how. And this is the program. These programs go with you step by step, beginning with the basic things like how to fit a resume in one page, put only the great things. An amazing thing that I understood in this country, remember Chris, maybe in your country and David in yours, you do a new unique resume. You do the best and put in any company. It's not important what company is and what job you are looking for. It's the same resume. Here is the big mistake, you can do it. So I realized that you have to set to fit the resume according to the job you are looking for. A little word that you change maybe will be the difference between you get or not to get the job. So I realized that. So these guys, this great team, go with you teaching that step by step, and you finally realize how to do the journey, how to get the most benefit in the process. The mock interview, many people is a very great professional, but really don't feel comfortable talking to others in an interview. An interview is a stress moment. You have to understand that. So doing interviews with teacher, I had an interview with David, for example. Imagine David interviewing me for a possible job in a bank. Imagine that, it's a practice maybe, but it's amazing that you have the opportunity. So these opportunities, you can do you alone. You need people, professional people that know how to do it. Make contact with that kind of person like David, the big banks in the country. So you have speakers, you have mentors, you have psychologists that help you to how to understand the society, how to change maybe some tips of your behaviors in this society. So I don't know another way to do the to look for a job in this country, at least in this community. I don't know if this program exists in another community in this country. I suggest to to do. But at least in this community, is amazing as an immigrant that, again, you have many dreams, many skills, but you have to put in action. This guy, this team is amazing in how to do that. So my biggest suggestion, my biggest recommendation to any immigrant or an immigrant friend that is listening to this program and know some professional immigrant that want to do the best in his field, in this professional field, but now is doing any other thing, join to that community. Join that Howard Community College in this program, because it's the biggest way. You finally will be updated in how to look for a job in this country. You will have a big networking, a big community of professional friends, and finally a good new friends like Jen and David, because it's amazing. We are not teachers and students, we are friends, really, finally. And I know now if I need something in the professional, maybe on personal situation, I have these guys with me. So it's my biggest suggestion to anybody that need that.
Thank you. Thank you, Jose. David, I want you to talk to employers who might be listening. I want you to tell them the importance for them to really get involved and to really create opportunities for immigrants, and just maybe contact HCC and see if there's a partnership opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We at M&T Bank, we are so deeply inspired by the uniqueness and the growth that's taking place in our multicultural communities. And throughout our footprint, and I think throughout the country, you continue to see this multicultural community growth fueled by immigration. So partnering with, great partners like Howard County Community College, and the type of work that Jen is leading is huge, because they've built this platform to attract, develop, grow, and prepare skilled immigrants for the workforce. And if we are going to continue to be the land of the free, if we are going to continue to be the country that gives hope and truly makes people's dreams come true, knowing that all through over 200 years of America's history, the economy has continued to be the leading economy in the world simply because we've opened our doors to immigrants. Partnering with folks like Jen and Howard County Community College is the way to go. So for employers that are listening, immigrants are essential. They drive our economy. They bring diverse skill sets to the workplace. And we're actually building a more diverse workforce, and there's power in diversity. So don't go each yourself when you can partner with great partners that are doing most of the work at the grassroots level. All we need to do is embrace the work and show and help. And so that way together we can become a great country. So that would be my advice and recommendation.
Thank you, David. Thank you for inspiring others to become that bridge, become, you know, just open their doors and become that bridge that really puts us all together. Jen, where can people find more information? Where can people connect with the Skilled Immigrant Program? Where can, you know, we find more details? And any last words that you might have? I don't want to focus you on either or. I just want you to talk to everybody listening.
Thanks. Well, if I could do a brief commercial to tag on to what David is saying about businesses and getting involved. You know, having worked for large employers for a lot of years, I saw firsthand the importance of a diverse workforce, diversity of not just backgrounds, but of ideas. And that's how you get that. So if you're a professional who's listening to this, there are so many ways to get involved. I mean, obviously from the company level, absolutely, but even individuals. I've had a lot of former human resource colleagues of mine who have reached out and said, you know what, I don't have a lot of time, but I would love to do a quick mentor session with one of your students to help them push forward their career, or do a mock interview. So, or can I come in and do a guest speaking session on what it's like to recruit someone from a technology perspective? So even if you only have an hour to share, we'll take that hour. So that's my commercial there.
Is there anything else that either one of you guys wants to say before we wrap our conversation up? Anything that you really want to just get out there, either to employers, either to immigrants, or just our community in general? Any last words before we close?
Spread the word. We need corporate people involved, but we need students too. And the more, the merrier. So if you know of someone, this applies to you, or gosh, you know someone from your church or religious organization, from your work, anyone that might benefit from it, please send them our way.
And you know, the other thing that I would like to close with is, there's a lot of division, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of things that are happening that feel really big, and maybe just we don't know what to do, right? We don't know what to do. We don't know how to help. Well, this, you know, programs like this are actually ways in which you can get involved, in which you can tackle those big issues that are happening in our country and in our world, and taking small steps, just like Jen just said. You know, if you're in human resources in a big company, maybe it's not your decision to make whether you can partner and offer this type of opportunity. But you can volunteer some of your time. You can give 1 hour. You can come in and be part of the mock interviews. You can maybe just come and talk about your career in human resources. Maybe you know somebody within your company who might be interested in coming and just saying, you know, if you want to find a job in IT, or if you want to find a job in culinary, if you have whatever the industry might be, right? These are the steps to follow, because we understand that maybe you're not the person that can make that happen. But if this is something that you're interested about, and this is something that you care, and you want to do something to join and help our community, contact Howard Community College. This is an opportunity to take power and take a step and do something to really help our community become together, grow stronger, use all of our resources and our diversity, and continue to move forward. I want to thank you all, Jen, Jose, and David. Thank you so much for your time today and for your conversation, for inspiring us to really help each other out, to really seek, you know, and the other thing is seek our strengths, right? from our immigrant population, from our American population, just like Jen said, you know, everybody, we all bring different talents. We all bring different strengths based on our realities, based on our backgrounds. So whether you were born in this country or you were born in a different country, just look for that. Help, you know, connect, make that team based on all those strengths, connect the different strengths from everybody that you're into. And I guarantee you that's the recipe for success. Take care, everybody. Be well. Share this information with everybody. Until next time, I am Liz Oviedo.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.